Okay, I learned Shabin Tzchusar Fush, Lema Brachti Barif Kabasia. Five words for Parshas Re'eh, Shabbos, we're benching Rosh Chodesh El. Here we go. First word is from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. We look at Pasuk Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, excuse me, Pasuk Chav Zayin. It's a bracha, Asher Tishmu, El Mitzvah Hashem Alokecham, the blessing if you listen to the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Or HaChaim writes, what's the deeper pshat in this Pasuk? And he writes an amazing thing. He writes about the idea about appreciating the inherent joy in learning Torah. It says, when someone who really feels the amazing pleasure learning Torah, it gives you the energy of life, and you want to thank the person who gave it to you. You want to thank the one that gave it to you. Torah is not just something that we should just learn. We should feel mamish the Torah, the sweetness of Torah. And the Or HaChaim explains, besides any other blessing, just listen to the Torah's ways, but listen to the mitzvahs. That's the most amazing pleasure. That's what gives us mechaya the nefesh. So the first word is about understanding. It's a bracha she tishmel and mitzvahs Hashem Elokeichem. The bracha is that there's no greater joy when we listen to the Torah in the world. At the end of the day, when a person does whatever they want and they don't listen to the Torah and the mitzvahs, that's not real joy. Real joy only comes from learning Torah and keeping the mitzvahs. And that's the most joy in the entire world. You would think that the person who does whatever he wants gets the most joy. No. Says Or HaChaim, someone who learns Torah, someone who keeps the Torah, that gives the most joy in a person's life. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two is found in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Hey. Pasuk says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem, Telchav Osu Sirov, Es Mesosov Teshmiru. No matter how far away you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can always come back. Teshmiru Osu Tav Debosid Bakur. You could come back to him, and you could be dovek to him. So the Chavetz Chaim asked, why is it that the beginning of the pasuk is Acharei Hashem Elokeichem? After the Chodesh Baruch Hu, you'll be able to go. Acharei seems like it's like a far distance. The pasuk is trying to tell us that Chodesh Baruch Hu is very close. Why does it say Acharei? It should say Karov, like we say later on in Yitzavim, that the Torah is Karov. What's Acharei? So Chavetz Chaim says, you want to know why the Torah uses the word Acharei? And I think this is such an important message, especially now we go into the days of El, that regardless how far a person, how far away a person is from Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should never give up hope. A Jew can always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim explains, never allow your chataim, your transgressions to prevent you from coming closer. You made a mistake, you messed up, move past it, be able to move on. Don't think you could never come back. Because at the end of the day, you could always come back. And that's we're going to get to that, the fifth idea that we're going to get back to. But Chavetz Chaim says, that's why they do the Acharei. Even though if you're an Acharei Jew, it looks like Kadosh Baruch Hu so far away. No, you could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The third and fourth idea, we're going to be on the same words, the same Pasuk in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Ches. Beautiful, beautiful insight first of the Gra. The Pasuk says in Tezvav Ches, right over here, Ki Pasuch Tiftach Es Yad Cholo. The mitzvah of able to be able to give tzedakah, when you open your hand. And the Gra asks, why is it that you have this double lashon of Pasuch Tiftach when you open your hand? Said the Gra, says Vilna Gaon, an unbelievable vort. He said, if you ever close your hand, make a fist, if you listen to this, make a fist. When you open your fist, you see that every finger is really different sizes. But if you close your fist, it looks like all your fingers are the same size. But once you open your hand, you realize that, oh, this finger is smaller than this one. This small is bigger than this one. Says the Gra, when you give tzedakah to aniyim, you have to open your hand. What does that mean, open your hand? Realize that every person's situation, every single person's matzav is different. Such a gorgeous idea. When you open your hand, why the double lashon? Open your hand to realize that not every poor person is the same. This person has this amount of money. This person has this star and this star. When you open your hand, you'll be able to realize that every single situation is different. That's why there's a double lashon, pasach tiftach. Beautiful insight, the Vilna Gaon. The fourth idea is from the Beis Halevi. I thought it would be very apropos because I believe Chaf Aleph, or around that time, is the Beis Halevi's yard site. So which is this week, so I think it's just Sunday, so at the end of the day, I thought it would be very apropos, which is today. I mean, I'm giving the shiur already Erev Shabbos, because I'm traveling Sunday, which is Sunday, if you're listening to this, it's Sunday, of Parshas Re'eh. To the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yosef Dov Salvechik, the author of the Beis Halevi, writes an amazing idea, and there's a lesson of Pasach Tiftach. He says, when you know you give tzedakah to other people, you're fulfilling a mitzvah of giving tzedakah. But at the end of the day, you know what you're also doing? You're also doing mitzvah after lecha kamocha. You're also doing mitzvah after lecha kamocha. So, at the end of the day, realize, when you're doing this mitzvah, if you're caring for another Jew, realize that he's not becoming a chefsa shel mitzvah. You're not just giving him money so you could put a check mark. You're doing a mitzvah also of ben adam l'chaver. It's ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chaver. With this poor person, you're giving him tzedakah. You might think that he's the object of your mitzvah. But says the Beis Halevi, make sure you chas v'shalom, you don't do anything disrespectful to him. You say, oh, now I'm done with you. No. At the end of the day, you make sure to take extra care. He's not a chefta shel mitzvah. He's not an esrog. An esrog, you shake it up, you finish. No, it's not a shofar. He's somebody that he's a Jew in need. So you be mekayim the mitzvah pasach tiftach v'venado l'makom. But also the mitzvah la'av tzedakah l'chemocha. The Beis Halevi is not found over here. It's found in Parshas Truma. I believe the Beis Halevi only wrote the Alei Torah until Parshas Kisisa. Story goes that the doctors told him that he wasn't able to learn Gemara because he wasn't well, so he wrote the Sefer Beis Halevi. And once Kisisa came, the doctor said he could get back to it. That's why there's no... But this very much connects. If you want to look up that Beis Halevi in Parshas Truma, don't treat Jews when you give tzedakah like they're chavzot shel mitzvah. Make sure you treat them with the ultimate dignity. Beautiful idea of the Beis Halevi. Finally, the fifth and final idea, which is the most apropos for this Shabbos, as we see, the pasuk says in Perek Yudav, pasuk Aleph, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. You are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Vav Amin Aleph, famously says, Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. When are we considered Hashem's children? Rabbi Yehuda says, only when we do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, then we're considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. But if we're not doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, we're not considered Hashem's children. But Rabbi Meir says, no. Either way, Bekach, Bekach, Nikr Banim. Either way, either one, we're doing Hashem's Ratzon or now, we're always considered Hashem's children. And the Rashba writes in the Tshuva on Kuf Sadi Dalet that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Even though we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, usually, here we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, all the Sram explains, the Shvila Pinchas explains, and Meir is able to be able to see the Jew's essence. Rabbi Meir says that a Jew, no matter what they do, could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kubrina Rebbe, we've said this before, the Kubrina Rebbe used the Tzlashon, mitzvah lefarsim the Rashba's psak. It's a mitzvah to publicize the Rashba's psak. Now, when no matter what a Jew is, a Jew can always come back. A Jew, we pass him like Rabbi Meir. No matter wherever a Jew is in life, could be that we come to El, we messed up in the summer months. We could always come back to the Rabbon Hashem. So let's just chaz with these five ideas. We start off with Or Chaim HaKadosh. The Or Chaim HaKadosh explains what's the biggest bracha, not the biggest bracha, the biggest sweetness of life when a Jew learns Torah, when a Jew lives by the Torah and lives by the mitzvahs. That's the biggest, that you want to really enjoy life. That is the ultimate sweetness and ultimate pleasure in this world. The second idea was said from the Chafetz Chaim. Why does it say acharei? But when we're coming closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chafetz Chaim says, well, it might look like you're acharei, it might look like Kadosh Baruch Hu's far away, but a Jew can always come back. And I think it's so apropos because Ramamish heading into the days of El, no matter where a Jew is, a Jew could always come back. That's why it says the word acharei. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu. After our Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't think that you're so far away. Kadosh Baruch Hu's right there. The third and fourth idea we said from the Gra and the Beis Halevi. The third idea was Pesach Tiftach. Why is the double lashon? Because it says the Gra of Pesach Tiftach, when you close your hand, all your fingers look all the same. When you open your hand, you realize that every finger is different. So too, every poor person and every ani is different in their own way. They all have the different matzav in their own situations. Beis Halevi said, make sure when you do the mitzvah tzedakah, Pesach Tiftach, make sure that you're very careful not to treat this Jew like he's a chefsa shel mitzvah. You make sure when you're doing this mitzvah, you're making sure that you're treating him with the ultimate dignity. He's not becoming chefsa shel mitzvah. There's a ben adam l'makom aspect, and also a ben adam l'chaver aspect. And finally, the fifth and final idea was the Gemara in Kiddushin by the Shulei Pinchas and the Rashba and the Kubrina Rebbe, that banim atam l'ashem l'ashem l'kechem, passing like every mayor. No matter what, a Jew can always come back. Either way, we're doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's will or not, a Jew can always come back to the Rabbono Shem. And the Kubrina Rebbe said, the mitzvah to publicize this Rashba, that we passing like Rabbi Meir here. Usually passing like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda goes against Rabbi Meir, but here, this is the ultimate goal. Should we zoche be'ez Hashem to always love Torah, to live by the Torah, to feel the sweetness of living a Torah to your life, to understand that the Jew is never too far away. We could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to treat every person like they're in their own situation, and to treat all them with the ultimate dignity, like the Beis Halevi said, and to remember we're always considered Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. We can always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Re'eh, a little early this week, and also Shabbos Mevarchim Mishchodesh Al Be'ez Hashem Shchoich. Siv l'chsimatayfa.